I recognize God talking. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. I recognize God talking. How often do I talk with God? How often does God talk with me? How often do I talk with myself? How often do I listen within and say within, hey, all is good, all is beautiful, all is wonderful? What's it like to talk to God? Well, it's like talking to your divine self, because that's who God is. How do I talk to my divine self? I say, good morning, divine self. Why not? Good morning, divine self. I love you. I love you, I love you, I love you. And my divine self says, of course you do. I love you too. We are one. And that's not hard to believe. My divine self and I are one. That's true. Hey, divine self, what is a good thing for me to do today? And my divine self answers me, well, a good thing to do today is to see how big a smile you can have and how far you can spread that smile around your world so that everything and everybody and every which way is smiling with you. Hey, that's a good idea. How do I go about smiling at the world? Well, I look at everything and I call it good and very good, because that's the way I create it. I create all things good and very good. Is that right? Oh, my goodness sakes, yes, that's right. I create everything good and very good. And because I create everything good and very good, I love it. I love what I create. I love the happy thoughts I think in about other people, that I think in about other people, how I think in this taking place in other people. I like those thoughts. I like those smiles that I give out and that percolate back to me and come out and go and forth and just grow and grow and grow and grow until everybody in my world is smiling up a storm. And everybody in my world is having a wonderful, wonderful time smiling. Because everybody in my world is looking for the good in themselves and looking for the good in their creation. So I look for the good in my creation and I find it because it's there, because that's where I am. What do? Well, you and I are one, divine. You and I are one, God. So whatever you do, I do. If it's good enough for you, it sure is good enough for me. I tell you, God, I like being God. Well, the more I practice being God, God says to us, the more I practice being God, the more I like it too. Because everything I do is wonderful. Everything I do is good. Everything I say is uplifting. Everything I say is happy. And I look around the world at all the happy people. I look around the world at all the joyous people. As I sit here on top of the mountain with the gentle wind caressing me and telling me this is a wonderful world. And I look out across the mountain and I see the beautiful hills and the beautiful mountains all around me. And I see the sky today overcast. Overcast with the possibility of rain. And that would be lovely. Last couple of days we've had a little bit of rain. But a little more, good idea. A little more. Blessing the soil, blessing the plants, blessing all these things. And if I were to drive through the desert nearby here, I'd go down off the mountain into the desert. And if there happened to be that day when a little sprinkle came along, the desert would blossom with flowers that I never knew were there. Glorious flowers that a little sprinkle brings up. Well, my smile is like a little sprinkle. My smile brings up the flowers, the joy in everyone, including myself. My smile is a sprinkle of love. It's a sprinkle of joy, a sprinkle of vibrance. And it brings up all that is good and all that is beautiful. And I love it. Oh, I dearly love it. I smile as much as I can. I smile sometimes until my face becomes tired. Oh, yes, 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 yes. To smile is putting on a attention on your face. When you have a subtle smile, it's okay. But the real smile, when your lips go back and your mouth just feels like, hey, yeah, 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 this is a wonderful world. This is a wonderful life. It's like the raindrops falling on the desert and bursting forth in lovely flowers from every corner. Flowers that are new and flowers that are old, because the wind is always blowing over the desert, bringing seeds from many different places. And these seeds, though they are strange and strange to the desert, they're there. Many seeds are common to the desert, and they're there. And they blossom forth in beautiful flowers. They blossom forth gloriously and wonderfully and beautifully. And as they blossom forth, they are a glory to see. And I didn't even know they were there. You can't see them from the surface. You can't see them when you look down, because they're just snuggled there in the light sand, waiting for a drop of rain to come along and make its command upon them to come forth in wonderful, bountiful blooming. That's who we are. We are the beauty of life. We are the beauty that's sort of hidden in the sand, waiting for a smile to come along and illumine us, waiting for a raindrop to come along and cause us to poke out our heads from within the seeds and say, oh, there's another world. I live on many, many dimensions. I live on the dimension of a seed, the dimension of a flower, the dimension of a dried-up plant that fertilizes the soil for other beautiful seeds that come along. Oh, I am multidimensional as a seed. And I'm multidimensional as a man. I'm multidimensional as a being. Because one moment I'm smiling, and the next moment I'm laughing, and the next moment I'm telling happy stories. The next moment I'm singing, and the next moment I'm feeling just wonderful. All because I chose to smile on my world, all because I chose to bring happiness to my world, all because I chose to talk to the divine within me. And as I talk to the divine within me, all things work out in perfect order. And when I talk to God, the more I talk to the divine within me, the more I talk and listen, the more amazing things happen to me. I think of things that have never happened in my world, my understanding, but they are already complete in the divine. I think of rocket ships, I think of satellites, I think of networks, I think of computers, I think of games, I think of people. Yes. And they've all been there all the time, just waiting for me to call them forth with my smile, call them forth with my awareness and my appreciation of them. The divine in me wants me to talk to it, and I want to talk to the divine in me. And I take the time to listen and talk to the divine in me and say to the divine in me, hey, this is cool, this is wonderful, this is fantastic. And the divine in me says, right, let's go for it. It doesn't say, hey, where have you been so long? Why haven't you been paying attention? I've been waiting here for a long time for you to come and find this beautiful idea that just lays within you. Why weren't you here? The divine doesn't say that. It's timeless. There is no time. There is no space. Whenever I speak my word, that's the right time. Whenever I smile my smile, that's the right time. Whenever I live my life, that's the right time. The right time for me to talk to God is now. And that now is always with me. That now blossoms forth like the flowers in the desert. That now is waiting upon me to talk to God and say, hi, God. Hi, Divine. It's me. I love you. And the Divine will say to me and to you, I love you, and pour upon us its wisdom, its bounty, its genius, its love, its wholeness, its goodness, its allness. And how how great that is. I claim mine today, for now is the acceptable time, and now is my time. And I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. Have a great, glorious, grand day, and know that I love you beyond all measure. Have a good day.